Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And we'll bring Ann on. So let's clear the date first, though. I mean, so here we go. Clearing the date. And this is the, I believe, the 16th of September. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And energizing the light beams for you on your TV or monitor screen, computer screen, laptop, whatever you have there. So here we go, energizing to bring peace to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation going on, let's clear that. So think of it, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening. Welcome and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and that is Ron Amatron, our host for tonight. It is Saturday, so this is Saturday night live on the Lightship, the wonderful night of the week where we get to go to Creation Lightship and experience a physical healing with the brilliant and wonderful Creation Lightship doctors. And I've already gotten a lot of requests for rooms, so go ahead and continue to send those in, and I'll pass them along to Ron. You can do that by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or enter it into the fast chat, which you'll find the link to on the BBS radio station page. So we're happy everyone is here, and again, it is September 16th, 2017. And we have something very fun, I feel, planned. We talked, well, we did a little of it and talked about it last Saturday night. And Ron is going to be doing something very unique and special for us tonight, which is to create the color of your choosing on the walls of your room. Oh, before we start, Ron, would this work for someone this tonight and also for the upcoming call on September 30th where you put light codes? Will this work if someone has wallpaper on their walls? Thank you for all the requests for rooms that we're getting in tonight, and I'll remind you also.
Yeah, it feels too porous. I was just checking it out.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it would be as effective as having paint. Okay. But, you know, it's worth a try, you know.
Right, right. Well, maybe the color.
But would every room have wallpaper?
We have more than one email about wallpaper. And I'm not sure if it's all from the same listener or not, but one person does mention that their whole house has wallpaper.
Yeah, I don't think it would be as effective because it doesn't feel like it would hold the energy.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure it would work to some extent. You know, I would, try it out and see, find out. And then you can tell us if it works for you or not. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to, I just started to say that tomorrow we have a 7-hour healing call that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time that you can still sign up to join us, and you're always welcome to be a registered absentee on that call. And you don't even really have to call in. That is what we do, is call in about 10 of, and then Ron comes on and we say our names. But if you sign up for the call and pay for it, you are definitely in that moment considered registered and on the call, and you will receive all of the wonderful healing energies. So if you're new to the wonderful Creation Lightship Healings, you'll be able to experience some samples of it tonight when Ron does the colors, and then again when we go visit the Lightship. So are you ready to do the coloring now, Ron, or shall we do some emails first, or what would you like to do?
Yeah, let's do a couple of emails and people can get their their color charts ready.
Okay.
And you might put a number on it. You know, I think I'll do four different colors. unless somebody sent something in right now, and maybe the, maybe you got maybe six, but I'm planning to do four. And so I don't think it'll be you know, that major of a change. You're probably looking at, you know, what color you want, and you may want to have different shades of that color. You know,
right.
So anyway, so, you know, like you're not going to say, well, I want to see what green is like, and how about purple, and what about brown? You know, because you already know that those colors are not going to work in your room. So there'll just be probably a, you know, a tone, I guess, whatever you call it, shade, you know, change for you. So, yeah,
right.
Bring some emails, a couple of emails, and we'll...
Okay.
If you have three, we'll do three. If you have three, then we'll do that.
Okay, great. Well, last night you removed eel energy from us, and someone wrote in, wow, thanks for the eel clearing. I felt a huge jerk from my shoulders and arms. It was a great release. Thanks.
Yeah, you never know what's in you.
Yes, so thank you from all of us for getting that. Oh, and this is, okay, well, actually I'll leave that for the rest, the later part of the show. Okay, here's an interesting question, Ron. Could you suggest how to destroy a person's photos as they contain vital energy or spirit?
Well, the probably the best way is, you know, like what people do is, you know, cremation, you know, is you know, put it on fire, because that will get rid of all of the energies there. Remember, anything that's, you know, like people who died who are buried, in a sense, the aliens can go to any graveyard they want, and since they're out of time, dig up the bones of somebody, take a little sampling, you know, somebody that maybe is 1,000 years old. Maybe they want to do some genetic splicing. So they find somebody maybe throughout their timelines, because they create all the timelines for you to enjoy. And maybe there's somebody there, like, we'll just say, for instance, going back to maybe the Roman days, maybe there's a gladiator that's really, you know, like a gigantic, like Hulk person, right? And so they go back on the timelines looking for somebody like that. They go, oh, yeah, this guy here won all these battles, and look how strong he is. And then they find out, running the timeline that he's living on, right? Because it doesn't stop. And he's living his life on that timeline. And then all of a sudden he dies, and they go, well, where did he get buried at? And then from there they'll find out where he got buried or what happened to him. Stop time at that point. Take part of his bones for the DNA and put that into the laboratory and create something like him over again. So that's why it's best to be cremated, or, you know, like you're saying about your pictures. Yeah, burning them is your best thing that you could ever do with anything that you want to get rid of that's not going to hold energy any longer. But the worst thing, you know, like I said, you know, would probably be like putting it into a trash dump, you know, or you put it out in your trash and somebody comes in and takes the pictures of somebody because they like them. You know, you never know what's happening out there, you know, the midnight dumpster divers, you know. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Well, and if you have done that, Ron, as I unfortunately have done in the past before I found you and Creation Lightship, the best thing to do is to command all of our spirit energy be returned to us from any photographs from the past, wherever they are, right? I believe we've talked about this in the past.
Yeah, and you want to do that on one of the conference calls that I have, where you have energy behind you. You know,
okay.
Yeah, just you commanding it. Your spirit is so weak that it's not going to go out and look for stuff like that. It wouldn't have the energy at all. It's having a hard enough time just keeping you going, you know.
Okay.
Looking for something out there. So, yeah, you'd want to be doing it on one of the conference calls. So back to you.
Okay. And the same listener has another question. Can you tell me if the Om symbol, which I had on my entrance door, is okay, and what about the Om sound? And they say, thank you very much for everything you do.
Well, I can't really, you know, speak about the Om symbol because, you know, all those energies are mind energies, and there's symbols that go along with them. So right away, it's from darkness. So trying to neutralize that, if the symbol is still there, then automatically it's going to resonate to like-kind again. And, you know, you might clear it one day, but the next day it could be resonating with that energy. So you want to, you know, like we said, you know, same thing, destroy it, get rid of it, you know, burn it or whatever. And if it's if you happen to maybe paint it on something, then you want to take all the paint off, get a sander and paint it off. Don't paint over it. Just get rid of that that image, you know. It's kind of like graffiti, you know. Some people will just see the graffiti on different buildings or walls, and they just paint over it while the energy is still there. So if they don't get it off and then repaint it, then to you it's gone, but the energy is there, and it may be a really negative energy that somebody or something is connecting to. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And for the seven-generation clearings, do we have to wait 3 days before clearing the next generation?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. I would say 80% yes, because your body is integrating. So you know, you have to remember, you know, we say this all the time, so I sound like a broken record here, but, you know, you don't know what is going on inside of your body when you do a clearing, and your body's seeking wholeness and wellness, okay? And it's doing stuff you'd have nothing, no idea of what's going on. So if you do too much at one time, you could possibly have a problem, but you may not either. So I'd say, you know, and you can't really say, well, geez, I did five clearings and I had no problem doing, you know, three in a row. You know, always, you know, tune into your body. So, you know, you should have, to me, the question should have been, Ron, I tuned into my body and it said that I can do maybe wait one or 2 days, or maybe no days between the clearing. Is that going to work for me? And I'd say, yeah, you tune into your body. Of course, yeah, you do what your body's telling you. But just make sure that you're connected to your body, not an entity wanting you to do more and more and more. So, you know, it's up to you. But, you know, just typically I would do 3 days, but you might want to, you know, maybe do more. I don't know, but you're doing seven generations. So what is seven generations? That's a lot of people. I don't know if that would be, maybe somebody could do the math on that. So, you know, going up, I don't know if it's seven squared or not, but we'll just say that it is. So all of a sudden, maybe more than that. What do you got? The first generation is your parents. Next generation, you have your parents plus their parents. Now you got six people, right? And then from there, you add eight to that, right? And so it keeps going and going and going. So now you're clearing all of these people that are attached to you. So I would think that, in fact, if somebody wants to do the math right now, let us know. That'd be great. You know, going back seven generations, how many people you're doing at one time for all of your relatives. And so right away, they gave you all this stuff, and that could be a pretty heavy load, you know. So back to you.
Okay, great. That's great clarification. Another question. What other healings can we do if the person is not keen on healing conference calls due to religious beliefs?
Well, it doesn't matter if, remember, the spirit that they have in their body is the one doing the healing. So you have two energies now. You have light energy and you have darkness. The body's basically darkness or connected to darkness because the mind is controlling the body. That's why you do clearings to get the body more into light consciousness, okay? And so all of your stuff, all of your DNA is in your body, which is darkness, which made you. So if you kind of understand that concept, now the spirit is there to help you. Your spirit's always going to say yes to a healing because the energy of the light ship goes through your spirit to heal you. So the person can say, no, I don't want to do this. And the spirit could be, man, this person's really dumb, you know? So what you can do is just pay for the clearings and do it for the person. You don't have to ask their permission at all. because remember the darkness or the entities in them or and entities are going to probably say no. So automatically, you know, do a clearing. What's happened to a lot of people that are in relationships, when I first started doing this, I had maybe 99% women, 1% would be the men, you know. And the women who caught on about having the emotional healing done, they felt something was better. And the man is watching the baseball and football games and getting caught up in all that mental stuff and maybe, you know, the you know what goes on in those games, getting courted and everything else to the commercials and everything else that's going on in the game. But getting away from that, you know, the women would say, what do I do? My husband is like, hello, you know. He doesn't get it, doesn't want to do anything. And he wants to have his beer on Saturday and watch the game, you know. So I said, well, and they go, well, I want to get a divorce. I go, oh, no, hang on, you know, do the emotional clearing on your husband. So they would do that, and all of a sudden, within maybe a half a week to a week, they'd feel better, and they'd kind of come around. So that's what you want to do is clear the person that you are having situations with, because once you start moving ahead and you become more peaceful, then the other person should be along with you in that energy. Otherwise, you know, it could be, you know, adios amigos, you know, because you just can't tolerate what they're doing because you already cleared yourself and got the gunk off of you, and you don't want to be with somebody who is damaged goods, you know. So back to you.
Okay. I'm just making a list. We're getting so many great room requests for tonight, so thank you very much, listeners. If we don't get to anything, keep sending them in for next week. Okay, I'll do a couple more. Or do you want to do the colors now, Ron?
Yeah, or we'll do a couple more. Yeah, how about a couple more, then we'll do the colors and go to the light ship.
All righty. The alien attack page, about color. For our information, a listener is sharing, there is a drop-down of alien parasitic life under alien parasitic life form. Inharmonious color frequencies is one of the options. So that's helpful. And then they're saying, could that be used in paints or wallpaper that's currently on the walls?
Yeah, I think it could, yeah.
Yeah, I think
there's a lot of that paisley print thing, you know?
Right.
It's like an octopus tentacle, in a sense, you know? And
right.
So you could put that in there and clear that off.
Okay. Okay, let me see here. Okay, how can you clear about space clearings? How can you clear a space, for instance, when it's occupied by others? For instance, if you attend a meeting, you can't clear the room while it's being used. So somehow we need to clear that space prior to our arrival. Right. And if you have a phone with you or a computer, you could clear it no matter how many people are in the room. But, what Ron meant is then when you get there, the energy comes with you and the room will get cleared. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, typically yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, but people have cleared spaces where they're going to, but normally most people, the space would be, you know, empty. So let's just say that you're taking a trip. And now you have your hotel room booked. And, you know, you could clear if you knew what room it was, which you may not be able to even get. But, you know, we'll just say that you called them up and said, yeah, what room am I having tonight? And they go, oh, it's room 219. And go, okay, great, thank you. Then get on your computer, and you could clear room 219. You're the conduit for it, but your energy of you would be in room 219 then. Because your name is on that room, okay? So it would work that way. Now, the other one would be, you know, where it probably wouldn't work as well is they go, well, we don't know what room you're going to be in. Well, then you're not going to be able to clear, you know, 15 stories on a hotel or something, you know. But typically the energy does go with you. If you have a location that you've been to before and you know where you're going, then by all means you could clear that space. You've already been there and you know where it is. So that's what how that would work. But it does work better or it does work 100% if you're in the room, because the energy will follow you and you're now clearing your space. It's like people that have commented when they've had storms, maybe the more recent one even. But, you know, people have done this, the clearing for gray skies. Even this was before we put up the environmental clearing, earth environmental clearing. And people have done the gray skies where there was like tornadoes coming. And all of a sudden, it would just kind of jump over their house and go somewhere else. And they would see it on the news, and all of a sudden, or they would, you know, check out their neighborhood, and maybe there's problems going on, you know, blocks away from them. But they're actually, you know, all safe, and everything else is good where they are. So that's kind of how that works, you know. But the energy will help you. There's a little story here. I know we have not much time here, but a gentleman wrote me, and he may be listening now. I don't know, but this is kind of years ago, and he said, yeah, Ron, this, I don't know where they live, but I'll just say there was a tornado coming. You know, I can't swear to it as a tornado, but he went on and he did the gray sky clearing on his house, and it did miss his house. And then he put it on a pizza parlor place, maybe in the next town, if he wanted to get a pizza or something. And he told his wife that he put it on there, and she didn't believe him at all. This is like the opposite. You know, normally women are more intuitive. But anyway, so he goes there, and the railroad's perfectly fine, and he got his pizza, and he knew that he was safe because the gray skies were up, and he was going to that location where he put it on his computer, and it was safe. So you never know, you know, it's quite interesting how the gray sky works, you know, with people. It'd be interesting if we had all the different comments compiled with how successful the gray sky clearing is to remedy problems in your area. So I know I probably would have at least 300 testimonials probably of people who've commented on that they're, I guess they're first amazed and then they expect it to work after, you know, situations are much better, you know. So, but yeah, it's a wonderful clearing, the gray sky clearing. So back to you, Ann.
Right, Ron, and I just want to add that's a free clearing Ron has on his website. So you can find that there at creationlightship.com. And I think you said that was 7 or so years ago, Ron. Since then, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, you've since added the environmental protection clearing. It's, and so people, if they have a situation like that now, a strong weather situation going on, they put on, I'm sorry, it's environmental imbalance clearing. That's what it's called. Also a free healing on Ron's website. So, Ron, we have somewhat of a shortened show, so maybe it's time we get going. I just want to read one other before
okay,
we.
Sure, yeah.
There's just one other nice one because I want these people to know we appreciate them and we're happy they're listening. I drove to Florida the last 2 days from New York with a car full of supplies. I felt a sense of protection the entire ride. The traffic on the interstate in the southern states was light, and people seemed to give each other lots of space. Happy to be here. Listening to BBS tonight via generator power. Love it. So those are two sisters that are together and listening to our show. So we're glad that you're all right and their home was okay. They already let us know. So that's a nice
thing. Wonderful.
We're glad you're listening. So, okay, now we can do our colors. I'm so looking forward to this.
Okay, so let's take your first color. So, like I said, we'll do four colors, and they're just probably going to be shades of the colors. But you know, maybe you already have colors picked out for each room, you know, you're planning to paint. So anyway, this is your choice, whatever you wish to do. So the first color that you're selecting, just have it in front of you. And we'll energetically put that color that you're looking at on the walls in the room that you're sitting in. Now, it will not go onto wood, okay? So if you have like a wood ceiling or maybe a paneling on the walls, you know, wood paneling or something, or, you know, cedar boards, it won't go to that. It'll just go to where you have paint now. So here we go. So first color, and I'll count to 10 to energize it for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you may want to move around in the room, maybe stand up and move. You may want to go into another room that you're used to being in also, and just see the difference as you walk through the door from the other room into the room that you want to have this color in there. Okay? And we'll give you maybe 30 seconds there. Okay, that should be good. So kind of take a note, maybe rate the color so you don't forget, because you're in the present moment. So you may want to, you know, jot down like color number one, which you know the color of, and maybe from 1 to 10, you know, what, how did it feel for you? Say 10 being great and 1 being bad. And just put a number there of what your body's telling you, or what your intuition is telling you, you know, the color frequency is for you. Okay, now we're going to take away that energy of that color. There we go. It's gone. And now we'll do color number two in the same room. Unless you want to do an adjacent room with a different color, and the room that we just energized will be that color that you just got through doing. Either way will work for me, you know, no problem. But here we go, color number two. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That feels pretty good. Okay. And there we go. And likewise, you may want to just, you know, feel how the room is now. Maybe your body is feeling warmer or cooler. It's hard to say. This is your own experience here. And then go into the other room that you're in before, maybe, or even a different room, and just see the difference and how the room is feeling to you. Are you sensing the energy change? Okay, and let's do number three color. So here we go. And we'll take away this color unless you want it to stay in the room that you directed it to be in. That's up to you. So here we go. Number three color, and also mark number two, you know, from 1 to 10, how that color feels for you. Okay, and maybe you might want to give a description of how it felt too. So here we go. Third color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. And again, you know, feel the energy of the room. And take note of that and go into another room so you can feel the change. And maybe, you know, you have three adjacent rooms, and now this will be the color in a different room, too. So you could actually have the rooms holding those other two colors. Now you have three colors. So it kind of depends how you want to do this here. Okay. And sample the energy. Write down how you're responding to it. And, you know, mark it, you know, 1 through 10 as what the color feels like. Okay, let's do the fourth color now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okie doke. And again, sample that the color, see how it's feeling, how you're responding to it. Okay, and just take a note what it's like. And again, mark it 1 through 10. So if you're planning to change your room color, you're probably looking at maybe just shades of the same, a similar color, we'll say. And you may want to pick one of those that felt better to you. Okay, and I'll turn it back over to you, then we'll go to the light ship in a couple of minutes here. I think we could probably go to about 10 after the hour. I think BBS would maybe allow us to do that here. So we
okay, wonderful. So we can stay on a little bit longer tonight. That's great. Okay. Let me go back to our questions we have here. Okay, so I need to look up, I just want to let everyone know that Ron is going to the New Life Expo in New York City, and I will get the date and everything while we're on the light ship and give you the details. But a listener, Ron, mentioned that they want to make sure you're still coming. After 7 years of working with you and Creation Lightship, I finally bought tickets for the airfare and a hotel. So that's wonderful. I want to assure this listener and anyone else, yes, Ron will in October be going to New York City to the New Life Expo, and I'll get the complete details about
I believe the date is like something like the 14th through 17th, okay. I believe, but it's okay. That weekend, whatever. Second weekend in October, starting on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay,
right.
Everybody, so let's go to the light ship.
Oh, we're going to go to the light ship now? Okay.
Yeah, we could do that now. So let's have a testimonial from the colors.
Not yet.
Okay, so let's go to the light ship. So this will only work live. And the color one, if you wanted to do it again on an archive, I will allow you to use three times for yourself and if other people want to listen, because that's kind of a special one. And you may have, wanted to do some other changes here. So it will work for, on the archive three times for you. Okie dokie. So here we go. It's only works live on the light ship, and you're bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're out of time. You're still where you are, but you're out of time. You may feel the energy in the room change. That happens for most people who are sensitive to energy. They'll actually feel like, yeah, nothing's corded to me. So the first room we're going to go into will be the room that we always go into, which is what I call the hot tub room. This is where they do detoxification on us, and you want to request one specific physical healing. And just to focus on that and all the rooms that you're in. So here we go. First room will be the hot tub room. And we always go into the pain release room and also the oxygen room with the bubbly oxygen. So we'll have Ann tell me the next room here, Ann, that people may want to enjoy.
Yes, Ron. We have a request for the starfish room.
Oh, okay. Here they come. So there's always three starfish, so here they come in your way, and here comes the energy, so stronger, and request your healing maybe every, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, so stronger, 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 and stronger, and just to say, remember, you're in these rooms continuously, so once we leave one room and go to another, you're still in those rooms having healing work done. Okay, and the next room?
The bald eagle room.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Here they come, three of them. And you could even ride on one if you want. Just request that now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
The waterfall room.
Okay, here we go. Waterfall. 1, 2, 3, four, and five. That's great. Okay.
The magnet room.
Okay, this helps to release pain. So if you have pain in your body, you may want to put your hand in that location. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Okay, the Shire Horse Room.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. It feels very nice. Okay?
I'm not sure I know what a Shire horse is, but it does feel very nice.
Yeah,
the Parrot Room.
Nice. Okie dokie, here we go. Parrots. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
The Baby Panda Bears.
Okay, here we go. We'll do one more after this. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
We had a request for the Centrifuge Room.
Okay, this is where it helps to release the stubborn energies that are a little harder to get rid of. They're probably on more timelines connected to you. So here we go. Releasing those energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Someone asked, Ron, is there a two color requests, a color room, and then someone else said a gold hue room. I don't know if that would be the same. Is there a color room, or could we go to a color room?
Well, I'll bring in the gold dust energy.
Okay.
The last room. So here we go, gold dust. Stevie Nicks to sing the song here, Gold Dust Woman. So anyway, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back from the light shift now. And coming back down with all of your animal, pets, flower, yard, and plants. And we're back here right now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. So somebody, listener, thank you, Ron, for that wonderful trip to the light ship, and I hope everyone really enjoyed their healing experience. And as always, we would love to hear from anyone who saw the light beings or those lovely Shire horses. I wish I had seen, but I did feel. And a lot of people have that wonderful vision, and they really know what's going on when they're on the light ship. So feel free to send us in any of your experiences if you have that awareness. A listener wrote in, Ron, thank you very much, to tell us that the New Life Expo in New York City is actually October 27th to the 29th. And
Okay.
So it's later in the month, and now someone else wrote in that there's something in Florida more the middle of the month. Were you planning on adding a different event?
No, I wasn't. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's right. It is at the end of the month. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And great. So at least now that, you know, people know that that's the date, and we will talk about it more. And if you're, as always, if you're in the area, it's so easy to get into New York. If you can, do it. And Ron will spend 3 days, it's a three sort of Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, right, Ron, event. And
yes, that's correct, yeah. And I may be having a special workshop back there after the expo.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking at that maybe, and we'll be dealing with a lot of healings and things. So back to you.
Okay, so in addition to being able to meet with Ron in person, he sets up a wonderful booth called the Light Chamber, and you can actually go in there for 10-minute intervals and receive source energy. It's a wonderful experience. You request a healing. A lot of people bring in things like different waters and their vitamins and supplements, and everything gets beautifully charged up, and it's a wonderful experience. Okay, gonna go. Okay, somebody sent me pictures of Shire horses. Thank you very much. Someone said they see all up on the light ship and saw the horses too. So that's great. And, okay. Thank you so much for people for all these messages about the, here we go. Someone did write in about the colors, I believe. Just finished clearing all their death barcodes. A great weight was taken away. Oh, they cleared the death barcodes from their home. A great weight was taken away, and my home feels lighter and has a very healing atmosphere. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, you don't know what's lurking in your house, you know. you know, especially if you're, I don't know, going back to New York, you know, all this there a lot of times is, you know, skyscrapers, we'll say, with, you know, apartments in them, you know, and, you know, they can be pretty old. And you don't know how many tenants have lived in your location, you know. So all
right.
The energy is there, you know.
Right.
So, and what's walking down the hallways at night? Anyway.
Yeah,
you know, it's...
I've had that experience with the house. Okay, here's an interesting question. Can the walls holding paint or wallpaper be used as maintenance or pre-painting, as well as can the object activation or light infusion healing chamber be used for this? That's interesting.
Typically not, no. The infusion chamber is just for you. You know, and it's hard to... You can charge an object, but you really can't charge a wall. The object is for, like, water, or maybe you have a bracelet that got contaminated or slimed by somebody, or you went to a secondhand store and you bought some clothing, or even new clothing at a regular store, and maybe it was tried on by somebody, or maybe the person who made it, you know, maybe they had a terminal disease and they're, you know, making stuff, going to kick the bucket maybe in a year. And you have that death energy on the clothing that you bought. So that's why you do the object clearing on it. As far as working on anything else, you know, you would need to typically put it in front of your computer. And that could be jewelry or, you know, maybe your wallet or glasses or some clothing. But as far as working on walls and stuff, no, it's not designed for that. Back to you.
Okay. A listener wrote in that they would like to do, for their next clearing, the cellular mental clearing. They heard you recommend it recently, so they must have felt sort of a call to do it, Ron. They're asking if you could talk about it a little more and explain what it does.
I'll just do a sample of that here. So I need you to think of an issue that comes up for you. Could be one that you're struggling with. It could just be something that happened to you in the past. Remember, if it happened to you, it's stored in your body, okay? And it may be just, you know, in a sense, possibly dormant or just not really that intense in you, but it's still being stored because you went through that process of whatever it was, or it's going to be happening to you. So look at that situation. And I'll do that clearing. This will be a sample of the cellular mental clearing for one of your situations. So I'll count to 50 to clear it from you. Some of these get kind of deep. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There you go. So the cells that were holding on to that energy should be, you know, cleared for that one specific situation that you're dealing with. When you look at that, remember, you may have 100 issues of the same thing, maybe like losing money out of your wallet or something, and I cleared the one that you're looking at, so you may have 99 more to go. But just know that what you looked at should be at peace now. And maybe it was an ache or pain or something that you maybe thought about losing money, for instance. And I just did the clearing, and you go, wow, I had my back was hurting before, and now it's feeling better because that energy is released out of my body. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. It is, in fact, 10 after. It's actually a little bit past 10 after. So shall we end our show? Or?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. We'll just end the BBS radio show here. So everybody, let's do the Mind to Heart drop. And do send your testimonials in for the colors. That'd be interesting to see, you know, how you responded to that. And maybe you found a color that is very helpful to you right now. So here we go. I have to say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. So here we go. We'll do it together. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you possibly tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific time for our 7-hour call to get rid of alien critters, parasitic life forms that are attached to your physical body. Bye, everyone. Blessings.